I editing this?
Yes,
you're I don't know. This is a lot of editing going on right now. This is what happens when we drink a 10% beer. It just becomes general conversation.
9.6.
Apparently, that was so long ago that my notes are not on the drive.
Yeah, I think that was before we had Google Apps.
Stupid cloud-based storage.
Hey, now.
I have to pee.
Don't diss the cloud.
Should I stop recording if you have to pee?
That would be nice. Do you want to look up? Do you want to fact check this? Somebody Google search, does barrel aging at
I legitimately thought she meant ABV. Physically look up.
Wait, seriously?
Are you serious?
Is that session B or getting to you?
What a session. Well, I stopped the timer, but I'm still recording because I have a feeling my stupidity is going to make a good outtake. What am I looking up?
Yeah, where are we at?
Whether barrel aging increases ABV.
With a few edit points, we're at 103.
Oh, not bad. So we can.
We're going to round out roughly an hour. We're going to round out. Good. Which is good because we were aiming for that.
Yes. We're trying not to be too long. Our episodes have crept up to like an hour.
Oh, we noticed. Yeah.
The episode with Greg, the episode with Greg, the chocolate pairings that we did, we recorded for over 2 hours straight and somehow it got down to 123.
Wow.
With all the edit point. Oh, that was rough.
Yeah, me and Steph just threw. Me and Steph sat and went through the episode and picked it apart and was like, Dan, you can cut it this point from this point. You can cut this point from this point. We just threw it all at him.
Like, I already did it. I cut it down to 133 from 2 hours and change.
And then we got
and then it was like, it's still an hour and a half. What do we do? And then I was not happy that night, to say the least. I poured several beers to try to deal with it.
Well, I appreciate
Noelle got the brunt of it.
But,
This doesn't sound like fact-checking.
No, sorry. We're talking about editing.
And if
in general.
You have to ask, do I need to edit this out? The answer is going to be yes. Pro Brewer, that would probably be a good website to look at. After a month and a half empty, I would guess most of the alcohol, if not all alcohol, evaporated. Depends on how they were stored. Unless there was fermentation in the barrel, it was... After it was filled, can't see where you would gain any alcohol content. I could see you losing some through wicking and evaporation, a.k.a. angel share.
A.k.a. wicked evaporation.
Though I imagine it would be minimal within reasonable aging periods. Only my opinion. I'll
That's
know for
science.
Sure after lab analysis.
Not at all.
Sweet.
Lab analysis. That, getting sounds lab like, analysis. That sounds like science.
Yeah.
Now they're talking about excite. What? Get on topic, people.
Pot meat kettle.
I've seen barrel aging beers tested and gain up to 3%. This is not from residual booze in the barrel, but from evaporation. Not really any good rule of thumb to calculate this because it will depend on how often if you top off the barrel. Does that make sense to you?
If you're topping
I have
it
heard
off
of
without bourbon.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of topping off barrels if you know, as it evaporates.
Speaking of topping
I think they
off.
Do you know,
wait,
you make
topping
a,
it off with good. Booze or with beer?
Well, I know for whiskey when they're aging, you know, 9 or 12 years they have to because some of it evaporates.
This says the original beer was 8.8%. Each barrel was topped off with about 30 liters over 6 months with the original beer. And it's now 12.3%.
30 liters. I wouldn't think it would lose that much. Yeah, I don't know why that would gain.
I don't really know if we have a straight answer.
Well, okay. My vote is no.
We're going to say no.
So, I could say... I don't know what to say.
You could say, I don't know.
You're allowed to not know things.
Yeah, it's okay.
I've learned that in retail.
You could reach out. You could reach out to our listeners and say, "Hey."
Okay, I'm gonna start with so, just for Brian.
So time in, right?
Yep.
Here we go. White Monkey sits at 9.5.
Oh, that's
which I think might actually be the same as Golden Monkey.
Shouldn't you have fact checked that too before?
Well, you know what? I would have, but the internet would not load.
Hold on. What's it? Golden Monkey?
Yeah.
I think Golden Monkey's higher than that, isn't it?
That's.
What'd you say? 9.5.
My God! Look what I started.
Yeah, no, Gold Monkey, I think, is
9.5.
You're
going to keep in that question, right? And we'll cut back into our answer?
Yes.
Okay, I have the answer. So you say that again.
I feel like it's reality TV. Oh, producers are telling me what to do. So White Monkey sits at 9.5%.
Try again.
I thought you said...
Take three. I need more quad.
Oh, the quad's
pretty much gone.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a whole sludge left.
Is there any of that samurai left? That was pretty good.
Samurai?
Probably, it might be sludgy.
Samurai.
It is bottle conditioned, so.
Yeah. Oh, then it probably
yeah,
is.
Yeah, all of these are bottle conditioned, actually.
Are you ready or what?